I think that we need some adjustments. And I think the protesters represent a growing number of Americans who feel that there is a class warfare, and the rich are waging a great war on the middle class and working class and poor Americans that are suffering. I think that corporate control of our government corporate control of our government is undue and also all special interests, and I believe that we need to do something about that. I think that's one of the first steps. I think we should be very careful to protect our social programs, and I think they're making the Republicans, mostly, personal opinion, the Republicans who are receiving 10 to 15 times more special interest money and corporate money have to be exposed, and we have to discuss this on a national stage, and this is a small seed that could grow into a great movement.
I was going to ask you that. You've decided to join this protest. You're a businessman, but you're also a citizen. You heard Mayor Michael Bloomberg say last week that if this disparity of wealth wasn't reduced, we're going to see riots in the streets.
Of course. You know, the poor have nothing to eat. The next thing they can eat is the rich. I mean, it's really, it's getting worse. I got a $100 million check. I gave away $10 million or so. All my employees, every single one, paid more taxes than I did, and that was an example. And there were so many other examples. We need to make the rich pay their fair share. The corporate welfare we're giving the corporations is not reasonable. It's not. We talk about exporting democracy, but it's not working for Americans. The corporations have more control over the politicians than the people, and that has to change.
You've also said in your statement,